Topic 23. Consciousness. 1. We can do no more than sense a fraction of some wonderful whole utterly beyond the reach of our consciousness, a whole that the highest angel or perfected being is but beginning to realize. When we recognize the fact that the average man is as yet fully conscious only on the physical plane, nearly conscious on the emotional plane, and only developing the consciousness of the mental plane, it is obvious that his comprehension of cosmic data can be but rudimentary. When we recognize the further fact that to be conscious on a plane and to have control on that plane are two very different conditions, it becomes apparent how remote is the possibility of our approximating more than the general trend of the cosmic scheme. From Initiation, Human and Solar, page 4. 2. The development of the human being is but the passing from one state of consciousness to another. It is a succession of expansions, a growth of that faculty of awareness that constitutes the predominant characteristic of the indwelling thinker. It is the progressing from consciousness polarized in the higher self, ego, or soul, thence to a polarization in the monad or spirit, till the consciousness eventually is divine. From Initiation, Human and Solar, page 7. 3. All progression in the realm of consciousness is naturally by a graded series of awakenings, but this would proceed much more gradually and cover a longer period of time than is the case under our present planetary conditions. This particular mode of developing the consciousness of the human family was initiated by the hierarchy during the Atlantean root race at the latter end of the fourth subrace and will persist until the middle of the next round. At that time, the needed stimulus will have been imparted, and as three-fifths of the human family will then have esoterically set their feet upon the path, and a large percentage of them will then be in process of becoming the path itself, the more normal routine will again be resumed. From Initiation, Human and Solar, page 94. 4. These realizations or apprehended expansions of consciousness are under natural law and come in due course of time to every soul without exception. From Initiation, Human and Solar, page 176. 5. Let me assure you that under the pressure of modern life, under the strain of the imposed present conditions and civilization, plus the mental concern, the terror of marching armies, the thunder of the many voices, and the stress of worldwide economic stringency, the human consciousness is rapidly awakening from its long sleep. That great and fundamental reality, which we call the human state of mind, is just beginning to focus itself upon the things which matter and to express itself in a living fashion. From The Destiny of Nations, page 26. 6. Evolution, as we understand it, and as it must be studied by the human intellect, is the story of the evolution of consciousness and not the story of the evolution of the form. This latter evolution is implicit in the other and of secondary importance from the occult angle. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 2, Esoteric Psychology 2, page 57. 7. The energies of the 12 constellations are blended with those of the 12 planets, but their power to evoke response and to be consciously received, recognized, and employed is dependent entirely upon the type of response mechanism of the planetary life and of the individual man. It has been rightly said that the consciousness is dependent upon the vehicles of consciousness, upon their point of development, and upon the ability of the individual to identify himself with the energies and impulses which are reaching him, and is not dependent only upon that which is already a recognized part or aspect of himself. It might be said that the higher response to the realities and qualities revealed and made possible by the impact of energy from the zodiacal signs is somewhat dependent upon the waning influence of the planets to hold down the consciousness aspect of the man. Ponder upon this, for it embodies a deep esoteric truth. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, page 53 to 54. 8. So often in our studies, one is apt to forget that it is not possible for any unit of consciousness within the planetary sphere of influence to conceive of conditions as they exist apart from the Earth, because that small planet is inevitably, for that unit, the very center of his known universe, and under the great illusion, the constellations with their rulers and with their prototypal counterparts revolve around the Earth. When man has progressed further and his consciousness is beginning to awaken to reality, the nature of this illusion will become apparent to him, but at present this is not possible. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, page 359. 9. That ancient occult truism remains accurate. Consciousness is dependent upon its vehicle for expression, and both are dependent upon life and energy for existence. This remains an immutable law. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, page 527. 10. You must always bear in mind that the consciousness remains the same, whether in physical incarnation or out of incarnation, and that development can be carried on with even greater ease than when limited and conditioned by the brain consciousness. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 81, and A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 413. 11. It is the expansion of consciousness and the production of increased sensitivity and perceptive awareness which is the goal of all divine and hierarchical effort. The goal is not for betterment of material conditions. These will automatically follow when the sense of awareness is steadily unfolded. The future of humanity is determined by its aspiration and ability to respond to the idealism which is today flooding the world. From Education in the New Age, page 103.